I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Violent attacks around the globe are sadly all too common. Sometimes they don't even make the news here. One incident in Myanmar caught our attention, in part because we heard about it directly from someone who was nearby at the time. It happened last night in the largest Burmese city, Rangoon. As you've heard here on The World, Myanmar seems to be a real success story, a nation transitioning from dictatorship to struggling democracy. There are fancy hotels now in Burma, though the infrastructure is still a bit rough.
Here in Burma, the internet is just so underdeveloped, let's say, that, you know, Traders is known for having the best internet in the city. I mean, my newspaper, we're even located close to Traders in case something happens to our internet. We go to Traders Hotel. And I can tell you that it's quite pricey for them. It costs them, I think, about more than $5,000 a month for their fast internet, the kind of internet that we in the U.S. kind of take for granted.
That's Naomi Gingold, a reporter for the Irrawaddy newspaper. She was in the Traders Hotel last night, taking advantage of the fast internet there, when she heard a man screaming for help.
And he appeared carrying this woman limp down the stairs, and she was bleeding kind of profusely. There was blood on the ground, and a black van finally appeared at the doorway, and they brought her out and took her out to the hospital. And her two little sons somehow ended up in my care. I was there and with one other journalist, and we kind of ended up taking care of them. They were pretty shaken. Really cute 5- and 7-year-old, and they were only wearing t-shirt and underwear, and the hotel staff brought them a towel, and we kind of talked to them, calmed them down a little bit.
Did you immediately know that there had been a bomb attack? I mean, it sounds like you didn't hear anything.
It wasn't immediately clear what exactly had happened to her. We thought maybe she was sick. We had no idea that there had been an explosion yet, because there was no big sound. We'd only heard the guy screaming. And it wasn't until we left that night, we got the boys some hot chocolate, we talked to them a little bit, joked with them, and put them to bed. And we were leaving the hotel, and we noticed the glass kind of strewn around, kind of far out from the entrance of the hotel, almost to the street. And that's when we realized something wasn't quite right, and they hadn't told us the whole story.
So, Naomi, who might have done this, and why would they have done it? Has there been any claim of responsibility?
You know, that's what's so weird about this, is that there have been absolutely no claims as to what's going on. We don't really know yet so far. This actually is following kind of a string of attacks that have occurred in Rangoon over the last couple days, and there have been a few bomb blasts in other cities in the country as well. Burma's had ethnic insurgencies for a long time. You know, in the past, when there have been some small explosions in the country in years past, you know, they were often blamed on the insurgencies. Some reporters think this might be tied to the fact that last week, some, you know, military strongmen in the government kind of made threatening statements saying that if the constitution were changed, there would be serious consequences in the country. I mean, what people are saying are all over the place at the moment. What has been kind of confirmed, I should say, is that there are three suspects that the police are currently talking to in Rangoon. It's unclear why they've been arrested, unclear what the evidence is against them. And there was one man arrested in another state. He was apparently seen on a security camera at Traders Hotel and left his ID in a taxi.
I mean, just that notion, though, about the general you mentioned who was dissatisfied with the changes to the Constitution. I mean, is that a current that you're finding in Burma among some people, that they don't like the idea of democracy being brought into their country?
I think most people here in Burma really want democracy and change, though I should say that a lot of people tell me that nothing has really changed. The generals have just changed clothes.
Reporter Naomi Gingold on the line from Rangoon. Thank you for your time, Naomi. Good to speak with you.
Thanks very much, Marco.
And to get a sent report, Naomi had to go back to Traders to file because her own internet wasn't fast enough. Oh, and she got back to us to say that the woman injured in the blast is okay and has flown with her husband and kids to their home in Hong Kong. As for that bomb, details of who did it and why are still unclear.